Molly Johnson with Sleep In Late. Molly, who currently graces the cover of our Zoomer magazine, will be performing at the Markham Jazz Festival on August 20th. This is Zoomer Radio, and it's the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. I'm Liz West, filling in for Sam.
Well, should armed and uniformed Toronto police officers be ticketing cyclists who are exceeding the speed limit of 20 kilometers an hour in Hyde Park? This has become an issue in the city, with biking lawyer David Shelnut now representing a cyclist who was fined after he was caught going 26 kilometers an hour while riding through Hyde Park. David Shelnut joins us now on the Morning Zoom. Thanks for taking the time, David.
Oh, good morning. Nice to be here.
So what's happened in recent weeks that police are targeting cyclists in Hyde Park? Is this a relatively new development?
Unfortunately, no. We saw it last year, last summer as well. A client of mine on his way to work through the park one morning, because it's safer, got ticketed on his old Raleigh. A couple weeks later, he was hit in a bike lane adjacent to the park by a driver who broke his clavicle. And that driver received a lesser ticket than my client did for biking in the park.
David, you know, a lot of cyclists don't have a license. How do officers go about issuing tickets when there's really, you could say you don't even have identification on you?
Well, there's no requirement under the Highway Traffic Act for people to have a license, and it's quite impractical and would be prohibitive to do so. If you are pulled over by police, you are required to provide your name and address truthfully. You do not need to provide an ID whatsoever.
So what is the issue here, David? Is it that Toronto police officers are being too picky in enforcing the speed limit, or is it that the officers are actually doing the ticketing? What do you see as the primary challenge here?
Well, the issue is that, like, residents of the area, park users, have some concerns about cyclists in the park, and those are likely legitimate, but they should be addressed in community, and we should come up with community solutions to those. We shouldn't be sending in armed police officers and SUVs to do it. And it's an affront to the cycling community, who day in and day out on the streets of Toronto see motorists parking in bike lanes, cutting us off, you know, you name it. And there's no enforcement, zero. We know in 2019, the Toronto Star uncovered that 140,000 fewer speeding charges had been leveled by police that year. We don't understand why they're in the park. You know, just because you got a billion-dollar hammer doesn't mean every problem's a nail.
Mm. It sounds like you're a cycling advocate yourself.
I am a lawyer for injured cyclists, where we help individual clients, but we also push for community safety and things like that. You know, we advocate around issues that matter to cyclists, but we also promote safe cycling. You know, we hand out free bike lights and encourage people to buy bells and all that stuff too.
So from your perspective, what should the speed limit be?
The park should be redesigned, and they're looking at that right now, into something more akin to Central Park. And there should be dedicated hours where cyclists can exercise and train at speed. Those hours should be clearly defined and known by the community. And then when that isn't happening, pedestrians and joggers and mobility device users obviously have priority. So we think it's not so much about setting a speed, but creating infrastructure and planning in the park that facilitates the use of the park by all park users in a varied way. The City of Toronto's engaging in the movement strategy right now, Hyde Park movement strategy, and people can have their say. We're trying to change this park. We're a world-class city. We ought to have a world-class park.
And as we wrap up here, what are your thoughts on making Hyde Park car-free? Because Toronto Mayor John Tory said as recently as the last couple of days he would be open to that.
We are entirely in support of making Hyde Park car-free. And we encourage people to engage in the movement strategy and fill out their survey online to have their say, because that is the option. That is one of the options. You know, I've heard concerns about accessibility and things like that. And we need to address those. More parking around the park, better shuttle services from TTC stations. I take my mother, who's 75, to High Park to walk my dog. We park outside of the park and walk in. Mm-hmm. You know, it's doable.
All right. It is a park in transition then. Hopefully we'll see some results around community discussions and go from there. Biking lawyer David Shelnut, thank you for your time.
Thanks, folks. Have a great one.